8. Gunnar Hofoen reappeared, exiting from the front door of the tower.
"Up here!" croaked a thin, hoarse voice.
He looked up and saw the blackbird on the parapet. He stood there watching it for a moment, but it didn't look like it was coming down. He frowned and went back into the tower.
"Well?"
it asked, when he joined it at the summit of the tower. He nodded. "Locked," he confirmed. The bird had insisted that he was a captive along with it. He thought maybe there was just something wrong with his terminal. It had suggested he attempted to get out the way he'd come in. He just tried. The lift door in the tower's cellar was closed, and as solid and unmoving as the stone surrounding it. Gunnar Hofoen leant back against the parapet, staring with a troubled expression at the tower's translucent dome. He'd had a quick look at each of the levels as he'd climbed the winding stair. The tower's rooms looked furnished, and yet bare as well. All the personal stuff he and Ajail had added to it missing. It was like the original had been when they'd first arrived on Teleturia 45 years ago.
"Told you."
"But why?" Gunnar Hofoen asked, trying not to sound plaintive. He'd never even heard of a ship keeping somebody captive before.
"'Cause we're prisoners," the bird told him, sounding oddly pleased with itself.
"So, you're not an avatar. You're not part of the ship."
"Nah, I'm an independent entity, me," the bird said proudly, spreading its feathers.
It turned its head almost right round, glancing backwards.
"Currently being followed by some bloody missile," it said loudly, "but never mind."
It rotated its head back to look at him.
"So what did you do to annoy this ship?"
it asked, black eyes twinkling. Gunnar Hofoen got the impression it was enjoying his dismay.
"Nothing," he protested.
The bird cocked its head at him. He blew out a breath. "Well." He looked around at where he was. His brows flexed. "Yes, well, from our surroundings, maybe the ship doesn't agree."
"Oh, this is nothing," said the bird. "This is just a bay, just a hangar sort of thing, not even a click long. You should have seen the one outside, when we still had an outside. Whole sea we had, whole sea, and a whole atmosphere. 2 atmospheres.
"Yes," the man said, "yes, I heard."
"Sort of all for her, really. Except it turned out its nibs had an ulterior motive, too. All that stuff became engine, you know. But otherwise, it was all for her, for all that time."
The man nodded. It looked like he was thinking.
"You're him, aren't you?" the bird said.
It sounded pleased with itself.
"I'm who?" he asked. "The one that left her, the one that was here with her. The real here, I mean. The original here."
Gunnar Hofoen looked away. "If you mean to jail, yes, she and I lived in a tower, like this one once, on an island, that looked like this place."
"Ah-ha!"
the bird said, jumping up and down and shaking its feathers.
"I see. You're the bad guy."
Gunnar Hofoen scowled at the bird. "Fuck you," he said. It cackled with laughter.
"That's why you're here. Ho, ho! You'll be lucky to get off at all, you will. Ha, ha, ha!"
"And what did you do, asshole?" Gunnar Hofoen asked the bird, more in the hope of annoying the creature than because he really cared.
"Oh,"
the bird said, drawing itself up and settling its feathers down in a dignified sort of way.
"I was a spy," it said proudly.
"A spy,"
Oh, yes, the bird said, sounding smug. 40 years I spent listening, watching, reported back to my master. Using the stored ones who were going back, left messages on them. 40 years, and never once discovered. Well, until 3 weeks ago. Rumbled then. Maybe even before, can't tell. But I did my best. Can't ask better than that.
It started preening itself. The man's eyes narrowed. Who were you reporting back to?
None of your business, the bird said, looking up from its preening.
It took a precautionary couple of hop steps backwards along the parapet, just to make sure it was well out of reach of the human. Gnarrhofern crossed his arms and shook his head. What's this fucking crazy ship up to?
Oh, it's off to see the accession. The bird said, at some lick, too.
This thing at a spare eye, the man asked.
Heading straight for it, the bird confirmed. What it told me, anyway. Can't see why it'd lie. Could be, I suppose. Wouldn't put it past it, but don't think it is.
The bird continued.
Straight for it. Has been for the past 22 days. You want my opinion. Going to give it to you anyway. I think it's stooping.
The creature put its head on one side.
Familiar with the term?
Gnarrhofern nodded absently. He didn't like the sound of this.
Stooping, the bird repeated. If you ask me, things mad. Been a bit loopy for the past 4 decades. Gone totally off the boulevard now, in the hills, and bouncing along full speed for the cliff edge. That's my opinion. And I've been round its loopiness for 40 years. I know I do. I can tell. This thing's dafter than a jar of words. I'm getting away on the jaundiced outlook, if it'll let me. It being the sleeper. Don't think the jaundiced bears me any ill will. Shouldn't think it does. No.
Then, as though remembering a rich joke, it shook its head and said,
The bad guy! Ha! You, on the other hand, you'll be here 40 years, you will, chum. If it doesn't wreck itself, ramming this accession thing, that is. Ah! How'd it get you here, anyway? You come here to see old Perpetually Pregnant.
Gnarrhofern looked momentarily stricken. It's true, then. She never did have the child.
Yep,
the bird said.
Still in her. Supposed to be hale and hearty, too, if you can believe that. So I was told. Sounds unlikely. Addled, I'd have thought, or turned to stone by now. But there you are. Either way, she just isn't having it. Ha!
The man pinched his lower lip with his fingers, looking troubled.
What did you say brought you here?
The bird asked. It waited.
Ah, hum!
It said loudly. What? The man asked. The bird repeated the question. The man looked like he still hadn't heard. Then he shrugged. I came here to talk to a dead person, a story.
They've all gone, said the bird. Hadn't you heard?
The man shook his head. Not one of the live ones, he said. Somebody without a bot. Somebody who's stored in the ship's memory.
Nah, they've gone too,
the bird said, lifting one wing to peck briefly underneath.
Drop them off at Dreve, it continued. Complete download, upload, a crossload, whatever you call it. Didn't even keep copies.
What? The man said, stepping towards the bird.
Seriously, the bird said, taking a couple of hops backwards on the stonework of the parapet. Honest. The man was staring at it now. No, really, so I was told. I could have been misinformed. Can't see why, but it's possible. Doubt it, though. They've gone. That was my information. Gone. Ship said it didn't even want the copies aboard, just in case.
The man stared wildly at it for a bit longer.
Just in case what? He cried, stepping forward again. Well, I don't know, the bird yelped, hopping backwards and flexing its wings, ready to fly.
Gunnar Hofon glared at the creature for a moment longer, then spun round, grasping the stones of the parapet with both hands, and staring out into the false panorama of sea and cloud.